feet.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program, the Bin Laden photo discussion sort of continues, and there are more details on the raid. Do you want to know them? And more importantly, or maybe more interestingly, as this discussion continues, where do you put this on the scale of important things that have happened in your lifetime, maybe important things in your lifetime that have happened to the country or in the country? Where does this rate, the death of Bin Laden? Is it up there with 9/11? A lot of people say it is, because it's one of those, it's the yin and the yang, on par with 9/11. Is it on par with Hurricane Katrina? Is it on par with President Obama's election? What, in terms of the historic magnitude of this, how's it rate? What about it? 800-510-8255. This is an event. This is not like the war in Iraq. This is not like a extended, long, drawn-out thing that we've been talking about. These are events that take place in an instant, and then they have their impact on us. Katrina, didn't take long for that hurricane to blow through there. In terms of our modern history, where does the death of Bin Laden stand with you? 800-510-8255. Interesting how the suggestions of video being available been one of the big hoaxes, big scams. Do not click on any Facebook connection that you get. I got a couple yesterday, a couple more today, saying there's the Bin Laden death video available. Just click here. Don't be stupid. There is no video available, and there isn't going to be. I mean, sooner or later, somebody's going to come up with something. Of those SEALs, I'm betting somebody had a cell phone, and they used it. Someplace, at some point, is going to be something that shows up. In the meantime, it isn't going to happen now. You were agree or disagree, approve or disapprove, make any difference. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com asking whether or not the government should release these death photos, 48% of you said no. No. I say release them and use your own good judgment. Children around or not, I don't want to see them. The last thing in the world I want to do is look at this guy's head blown off. But I'm not, well, that's me. I don't suggest that if you're an adult and you want to see him, you want to see him, you should be able to see him. It's a free country, isn't it? Nanny state. It's back to the nannyisms. Don't believe it. And then they say there are security risks and all that other stuff. So it's Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Rich is gone. Where did he go anyway, Michael? Didn't he go to New Orleans or something?
Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So Jennifer's in Hawaii. The situation there, since we talked yesterday, is just another American city where people are talking about this. In Hawaii, you get distracted by lots of things. So I'm guessing you have been distracted by the realities of the beauty of Hawaii. What, you're on the Big Island? Where are you, actually? You're in Honolulu?
I'm in Maui.
Maui. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. So there are plenty of things there to do and see. It's a beautiful place. So you get distracted by that, and you kind of let the rest of the world sort of
pass you by a little bit.
Right, exactly. I think that's what's going on. The rest of the world is passing you by.
It's really funny because even on their newspapers here, it's not, I mean, it's on the front page. There will always be something, but it's towards the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's small. Most of the stuff is local news in the local newspaper.
What are people paying for gasoline there in Maui?
$6 and change.
So, see, I think that's it. Now, we've had the reaction to Obama. Okay, what else is going on in the world? There are a lot of things that are going on. Some of them silly, Some of them cute. Some of them important. The only other aspect to this, Jennifer, in terms of sort of the human event, this was a milestone in American history, in my opinion. But then there are the things that go with it that we wonder about. What else was in that compound? Who else was in that compound?
What did we learn when we took everything?
Right, exactly. 10 people were left alive at the end of the attack.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter, 12 years old. His fifth wife was 29 years old. And some other people at work, I guess, for him in one way or another. Pakistani officials took him away after the raid. See, the Pakistanis showed up after it was all over. They heard the commotion, and they showed up. And they took the family and went off somewhere, and that's they started the protest. Yeah, but the SEALs were long gone. And apparently there's some new stealth helicopter that they used. One of them hadn't been proven out particularly well, and that you got to wonder about. You wonder about all of these things. So we lost a helicopter.
Now,
and
is that why? Because that's what they showed in the paper in Hawaii yesterday, is all these kids looking at old parts in Pakistan.
Yeah, the helicopter, they didn't blow up. But it was in trouble, and they landed it, so they blew it up. They didn't want any pieces. You know, that's their order when you're in something. Any ordnance that's left, no matter what it is, or any equipment, you blow it up. You know.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anybody in the service have any insight into that? 800-510-8255. And I really do want to know where you think this event is would be listed on your list of important historical events that were non-personal in your life, like the Hurricane Katrina thing, election of a particular president, the death of Saddam Hussein, the event of September 11th. Where does this rank, the death of bin Laden, on a scale of whether it's 1 to 10, if you can come up with 10 things in your recent memory that have happened that are not to do with you but have to do with general general historical perspective? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. It's 13 past the hour. Time to be pain-free. The suggestion to go to drkenshow.com for a free sample of Salon Pass. Salon Pass is a new patch that is available to so many people. I think you've gone and checked this out, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You get a
my
free
neck and shoulders always hurt.
Yeah. Well, if you're working out and you're keeping yourself in shape, you no matter what your age, are going to find this to be, it's approved by the FDA. Go to drkenshow.com, order a free sample, Salon Pass. Nothing you can find, nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. Don't take the various aspirin and things like that because they have impact on your stomach. The patch from Salon Pass has no impact on anything except the pain. 12-hour relief, guaranteed long-lasting relief. Go online to drkenshow.com, see the Salon Pass logo, click on that, get a free patch sent to you so you can try it out. You're going to absolutely love it. Salon Pass at drkenshow.com.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Amdro Ant Block presents the Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. We have Michael Horn. Michael Horn. Where'd that come from?
Michael, that's my dad.
48, yeah. Michael Horn is Jennifer's dad. He's over in Hawaii with Jennifer.
Thanks for introducing him.
yeah. I don't know what went on. It went right through my mind. 800. Well, I looked over to talk to Tom. People are amazing. And I say this every once in a while, it gets under my skin, how people who want to be heard on various issues or when they ask a question or people just, in this case, this week, people are just all charged up and they're excited that Osama bin Laden has been killed and they want to know more about it and they want to express themselves. And that's cool. Yeah, it's a good way to sort of let the, that's why conversation programs are good because they sort of, as the bottle thins out, you take the cork off and the pressure is relieved. This is a pressure relief valve. And so when people call, I'm not sure I understand what goes on with people. The expectation on some programs depends on what's going on. You have to wait 40, 45 minutes to get on. That happens here once in a while, depending on what's going on. I try to move things along pretty quickly so that you don't have to wait that long. But once in a while, you got to have a little patience more than 40 seconds. All right? And listen to the when you talk to Michael, Michael will answer the phone most of the time, or Peter. When you call 800-510-825, yeah, wow.
Good day.
Yeah, what do you want? You'll be told to turn your radio down, yada, yada, yada. So do that, but be patient. If you have something to say, otherwise, why would you call and want to be heard? You got to give it a minute or two. All right, so anyway, the 2020 News Quiz question takes us back to this date in 1994 when Michael Fay was in the news. Why? Why was Michael Fay a part of the significant news of the day on this date in 1994? 800-510-8255. It was something we all were talking about. Made no difference. One of these sorts of things. It wasn't specifically, it didn't make a difference what the conversation was on the radio. This guy, I remember this vividly. It became, and I'm not going to give you too much more, but the what he experienced, I remember my father and I having a conversation about, there should be more of this in America. Maybe that gives you a little bit of a hint. Why was Michael Fay on the top headlines, in the top headlines, top of the page on this day in 1994, what did he experience that lots of Americans were talking about? See if you remember. And call us with the 2020, sort of a trivia quiz question, I guess. 800-510-TALK at 21 after on Good Day.
Oh, Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You guys are reading the chat room right now.
What's in the chat room? Pal Talk chat room.
They're asking if there is a Dudley bobblehead doll. And then they're, yes. And then they're talking about the things that when you pull the string, it would say.
That's good.
I love Ron Paul. Mitt Romney sucks. Oh, my God, Barack smokes. I love cows. She's too skinny. Rising sucks.
At least they got my act on.
Yeah, they know you well.
I love predictable behavior.
As you know, President Obama has done something that no one else has been able to do. He got Donald Trump to shut up. How about amazing? People are celebrating all over the country. In fact, the hot new drink at bars now is the Bin Laden. Have you had one of these? It's a Colt 45 and a shot that goes right to your head. Boy, it's just like the Navy said they had to put Bin Laden's body in a weighted bag because, as you know, turds float. So they had to do that. Yeah.
The White House says they're going to release the Osama Bin Laden death photo. Did you know that? They're going to release that photo soon. Yeah, even better, they're doing so on a set of limited edition commemorative plates. Asked yesterday about the final moments of Osama bin Laden, Donald Trump said, "I hope he suffered a lot." Yeah. Well, apparently Trump got his wish. The CIA confirmed that Osama's last hour on Earth was spent watching Celebrity Apprentice.
All right.
Donald Trump's getting nailed with all of it.
He is. All right, so there are a few brighter and lighter spots to all of this, for sure. And those guys, Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien, finding them. 25 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steff, and the Good Day program. A couple of things working the continuing conversation about Obama, Osama, and the two of them. I mean, it is. It's Osama and Obama. And who identified the body? Somebody, if you know who it is, the name I saw was Fatah or El Fatah. I don't know who that is, but someone officially certified before they put the body in a bag to bring it out and dump it in the ocean that it was, in fact, Bin Laden.
Well, didn't Maury Povich do a DNA test?
I think you're right, yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay, so I have asked for the identity of Michael Fay, who was big in the news, significant news story on this day in 1994. Rogers in Evansville, Indiana. What do you think the reason for that was, Roger?
I think he was an informant on the Timothy McVeigh and I forgot the other guy's name. Nichols,
right.
On the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah, no, that's not correct. Good guess, though. That was a good guess. John is in Kentucky.
What do you think the reason for Michael Fay wasn't being a headliner, a headline grabber on this day in 94?
I think he was the guy that got caned in Singapore, wasn't he?
He's an American teenager who was charged with eight others for vandalism. He and several other juveniles, from a couple of them from Singapore, went to trial. The mischief that they created was responsible for them being caned. There were a couple of people who served a few months in jail, but this guy Michael Fay was punished by being caned on his butt, and a lot of people in America were outraged. President Clinton.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, there were a lot of people who started talking about this afterwards. Yeah, we need more of this in America. I remember my father telling me he thought this was the greatest thing in the world. Yeah, if we had more of that in America.
It would stop some kids,
I think. Right, from doing things. So, John, you got a good memory, or did you look it up? What do we give you credit for? Being smart enough to look it up or being good enough to remember it?
In memory, I'm driving right now.
Good man. Good job. All right, hold on a second. We'll send you a Doug Steffen prize, 800-510-8255. Ken, another Indianan. Hello, Ken.
Yes.
What do you think in terms of where this all rates the Bin Laden story? Where is that? Is it significant to some of the other things that I asked about?
Well, I think it is significant, but we can't focus on it very long because there's other things that we need to move on to.
For example?
Well, getting the country back on its feet financially and the rest of the world.
But one of the things that we need to be focused about on or talking about is the price of gasoline. What are you paying for gasoline there now?
$4.08.
Wow. Is that the most you ever paid? What was it in 2008 at the height? Do you remember?
$4.76.
It was. Well, you got a ways to go there. I'm wondering why. I keep wondering why it's so much more expensive in Indiana and Illinois. And we understand the coast because of the taxes and stuff. Are there lots of taxes on fuel in Indiana, Ken?
Well, I guess no more than anywhere else.
Yeah, so then why the heck does it cost so much more? That'd be the question I've had. Does the Obama thing, I'm sorry, the Osama thing rate very high, moderately high, or not so high in terms of you and your historical perspective on things?
I would say moderately high.
Moderately high. Okay.
I agree.
Thank you. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 28 and change after the hour on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendo-Vite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendo-Vite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendo-Vite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
After the hour, we bid you a good day. It's Thursday. A lot of things still focused on Osama bin Laden. I guess my thinking at this point in time, after we've had 3 or 4 days, Jennifer, to talk about this, is how, in general, have you been affected by the war on terror? 800-510-8255.
I'd say very. It's been almost half of my life.
Yeah, but in what way? Every day, week, month? What goes on in your life?
9/11 for me, I mean, if you think about, if someone asked me the most impactful event in American history on my life, it would be 9/11. And so, obviously,
psychologically, physically,
psychologically,
how?
Historically, in every way in my life, that's been the most.
But
important
is every
event.
Day something going on in your life that is practical, that is an effect of or a cause or from the. That event, you know, and the war on terror in general.
But I think the fear that it caused a little bit in the way you looked at the world completely changed. Mm-hmm. You looked at people differently. You looked at actions differently.
Some people, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't go through airports the same way. We can't get on trains the same way. We can't go to shopping malls without thinking weird thoughts in our heads.
Very invasive. The word I've used is invasive. So how have you been affected by the war on terror in general and specifically? The situation this week brings it all sort of to a head. A couple of interesting things at DougStephan.com. If you go see the picture of the license plate, this fellow, remember when this happened and there were people upset? They thought this was crude. License plate, New York. Man got the license plate that read, "Get Osama." He says he's turning.
Oh, I remember that guy.
He's turning in the plate. His new plate will read, "Got Osama."
There you go.
And the video of the day at DougStephan.com today is in honor of the Navy SEALs. There is a recruitment video for Navy SEALs that you might want to check out. It's quite good. It's 30 seconds long, no dialogue with it. Pretty relevant this week. By the way, there are still people who don't get what's happening. You will never know who these SEALs are unless somebody, when they're 80, writes a book. Why it is that people are so naive when it comes to this.
Do you think they'll be like the Band of Brothers, or do you think that they won't come close to that?
I don't. How do you mean?
Well, the Band of Brothers had TV shows and books and everything dedicated to them.
Kind of like the Tuskegee Airmen. No, I don't. I think. I don't know. It's hard to speculate. I think that people are naive if they think that there's going, it's like the releasing of the photos. What do you know, if anything, about this administration? It is the nanny state. They don't want you to see the photographs because they don't want to hurt you, so they say. And they ought to, they don't want to. It's a security risk. What's there? Who? What, come on, don't give me that security risk stuff. You think we're all naive and silly? And why? You know, it'll.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a security risk, unless they totally mutilated him to the point where
they shot his head off.
Right.
There's nothing left of his head that amounts to anything. So what are you going to see? I don't want to see the picture, but if you want to see the picture, you ought to be able to see the picture.
The only thing that is weird is if they release it, then how do you explain it to your kids? The Today Show did something interesting yesterday in how you talk to children about this.
Yeah? We talked about that here.
Yeah. I mean, how do you talk to your children about it? And what do you say? Do you ignore it? You can't really, I mean, over 5 years old, you really are going to have to say something.
I asked Megan yesterday how she was dealing with it in her classes at Campbell Hall in Los Angeles. And she said to me that she, on Monday, because she teaches debate, dialogue, discussion about speeches, that sort of thing. So they analyzed Obama's speech from Sunday night and then talked about not just the way he delivered the news, but what was the impact of the news.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it gets back to the same, you have the same questions. Everybody's going to react differently because different ages feel something different. If you were like, who was it we had on yesterday that had twins that were 8 years old when this happened? You okay? You all right?
Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. I tried to hit my microphone button and I started choking on you. Oh, my gosh.
Very sweet.
Hi, I'm choking on the truth. I don't know who you had on with twins yesterday.
I don't remember, because you weren't around for the whole program. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was, no, I know what it was. It was Drew Pinsky. That's, Drew Pinsky has
Dr. Drew.
Yeah, two twins. They're two twins, hello. Has a set of twins, 8 years old when September 11th took place. They're 18 now. And they were very intrigued and invested in this, and I'm guessing those are about the same age. Megan's students are 16, 17 years of age, so they're about the same age. And they got away from all of their silly, sort of even cute, gossipy things at school, and really, for a day or two, Megan said they were pretty much back to normal yesterday. For a day or two, though, they were on to this, as was pretty much everybody else. But you know as well as I do, news cycles being what they are, our attention span being what it is. And frankly, how many more ways are there to look at this?
I know.
Donald Rumsfeld had the chutzpah. This guy should go crawl into a hole and just disappear. But he had the chutzpah, and Sean had the chutzpah to ask him to come on. I mean, they're syncopates. They're all in the same way. That's what you expect from Fox. But for this guy to have any credibility whatsoever, or to try to tout what happened before in the usual political baloney, this guy is a cretin criminal and deserves no attention whatsoever. He should be run out of town on a rail for how he managed the military assets, mostly the human assets, when he was Secretary of Defense. What a disgraceful, dreck. The stuff
Do you
that
like
I,
him?
I think he's cool.
I can tell.
They were talking about waterboarding and how that helped. Leon Panetta said that it helped. I don't know how much of a discussion focus that's been. It has been on the political or the issue-oriented shows.
Because they're saying this is all a big, huge build of over time of evidence that they pulled together, right?
Right, of course. So what I'm kind of more twisted up about, yesterday I ignored this because I thought it would go away, and it hasn't. The Native Americans, only a few, but noisy, loud mouths who say they're furious over the use of the term Geronimo when referring to Osama bin Laden.
I haven't heard about this at all.
Who gives a rat's banana what you think? This is the most nonsensical discussion about this week. They are upset because Geronimo spent years fighting Mexican and U.S. armies. And the Onondaga Council of Chiefs, which is, this is like Jesse Jackson, is self-appointed, or Al Sharpton, self-appointed leaders of Native American groups. and why the news media gives them any credence is way beyond me. It's laughable. It's like the two most laughable things here, other than some of the stuff that we hear from the late night shows, are Rumsfeld having any credibility and people paying any attention to these jerks who think that that using Geronimo as a reference to Osama bin Laden is offensive. Okay, call him Dudley then.
You're not going to be offended by that?
No, I might. My given name is Dudley.
As a Dudley.
You may not know it. Doug is the nickname. Dudley is my name. And I would be offended if they referred to Osama bin Laden as Dudley. All the Dudleys in this country would be offended. We'd have a
you'd
protest
have to band
in Washington.
Together. Yeah, you'd have to band together. You'd have to have a group.
How silly that is. Okay, so the teenagers are all excited about Cameron Diaz and Alex Rodriguez.
Oh.
Cameron Diaz says she's not the marrying type.
Right.
And doesn't think young girls should think about marriage in terms of forever. It's unrealistic. She's interviewed in Elle magazine this month. Says, quote, "I think a lot of people are married to people they are not romantic with."
You love her now. She's gone up. She has more stock in your eyes.
Exactly what I say about this. The romance doesn't last.
Mm-hmm. And she has says, never been married. She
never,
lives by her
not
word.
Interested in being married. She says guys need women who challenge them and don't let them get away with their bunch. There's another word there, but I can't use that.
Right.
Women need to be crazy. Blow up at the guy if he tells you something that you think isn't true or that scares you. But old traditions don't work any longer. This is, she tell, what, who reads Elle magazine? What age group?
I'd say probably like 25 to 35,
okay,
maybe
so in her,
18 to 35.
Her age range.
Mm-hmm,
but she says to young women, don't spend your life trying to find the right guy and get married and spend your life with him.
The Cinderella story, right?
Yeah. I think that's relevant.
It's kind of an interesting message. I don't mind it so much. Does it make her more? Does it make her hotter to you?
I think she's hot anyway, but no, I don't. No, I just think it's practical.
I just think it makes her a challenge, and that makes her exciting to men.
Oh yeah, I think she is it. Well, why do you think men's object is to get somebody that they can marry and put them away in the closet so they'll be pleasing their mother with somebody?
No,
bring
in
home?
Fact, I think that's why a lot of marriages don't work because men are hunters, and the minute that they feel like they actually own you and have you, they don't want you anymore. That's absolutely the truth. They want to go hunting for someone else.
A personal story there?
No.
maybe.
Maybe
a little
next
bit.
Hour we'll talk about
right.
it.
Okay. Almost Mother's Day, and at DougStephan.com we have some tips about various gifts that you should not get for your mother. Do not get these gifts for your mother. The list, inclusive, at DougStephan.com. One of the things that you ought to consider getting for your mother that we've been talking about now for the last couple of weeks, and the time draws nigh because tomorrow night this deal from ProFlowers.com goes away. Mother's Day, Sunday, your day to recognize her on her day, and you do that with a dozen assorted roses from ProFlowers.com. You know what? Nah, not enough. You know, spend $29.99. And get the exclusive Double Your Roses deal from ProFlowers.com. Free chocolates.
$10, yeah.
Yeah. For another $10, you get 24 assorted roses. 24 in full bloom, smell beautiful. Just imagine. Close your eyes if you're not driving and imagine. You know what the smell of a rose is in full bloom. Just think about that. And 24 of them around your mother on Mother's Day. She's going to love it. Try Pro Flowers. If you haven't tried them yet, now's the time, because you'll enjoy the fact that the quality of the flowers keeps them around for at least a week. They'll have that glow, that fragrance, that look. The look of love aimed at your mom. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug for this great deal. The Pro Flowers deal is to guarantee these flowers and your acceptance and love of them. ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in Doug. The deal of the week, a dozen roses with a vase for $19.99. For another $10, double the roses and get free chocolates. 800-PRO-FLOWERS or online at ProFlowers.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. Yesterday, I told you about Spanish moss and what it can do to spur on your sex drive. Today, I want to tell you that all these commercials for sexual enhancement for a man trying to address the symptoms of ED, as you well know, are everywhere. First, they started on golf channels, then football channels, now all channels, even chick channels. Your guys, if they've been eating the standard American diet, are loaded with food preservatives, color enhancers, mold inhibitors, artificial flavors, and dyes as a result of eating non-foods. They've been eating out of a box, a bag, or a can. Nature made you to eat the vegetable kingdom, or something that ate the vegetable kingdom and as close to the form that nature made it. You want your man back? Feed him real food, fish oils, wheat germ oil, Tillandsia, to name a few. Would you like help understanding why men aren't men when they don't eat real food? Call me at 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
The passing of veteran actor Jackie Cooper at the age of 88.
He was
Perry White in the Superman movies, but had been around since a child. He was a child actor, so he passed away last night in Beverly Hills.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
12 before the hour, Dr. Ken here with the study linking salt and heart disease as part of our focus. Dr. Ken brought to you also by the folks who have helped Rich and Roberta and Ken's family and so many members of our radio family lose weight intelligently. Again, evidence-based. It's been recommended by thousands, tens of thousands of doctors. And so, Roberta, you've lost how much?
Oh, gosh, I'd say at least 25 pounds by now.
25 pounds. Richie, you're off 30.
And I've got another 10 to go.
28 pounds.
28 pounds.
Amazing.
I know Jennifer is 18 to 20, it seems to me. How about your wife?
She was 26, 27.
26. How about your wife, and how's she doing on it, Ken?
They've just started. They've both been on it a little over a month, and they're about 10 pounds down.
All right. MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken or call them at 800-506-4115, 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken, save some money. More importantly, lose the weight. Up to 20 pounds the first month, average weight loss of 2 to 5 pounds a week. There are 70 MetaFast meals that you'll go on. I made some soup yesterday. Ken, you're getting a big kick out of this.
Oh,
they
gosh,
all tease
please.
Me because I make them all together, but they're good soups.
But if you put three soups together, that's three meals.
No, I don't eat it all at once. I have it cooking and simmering, and I sample it as I go through.
Oh, I see. But you've got to count that as three meals.
No, I'm not eating them all at once.
As you sample it through the day, you have to count it as three meals.
Okay.
If you're mixing the cream of broccoli, the cream of tomato with the chicken noodle.
Making me hungry.
Listen to the Rich. 800-506-4115, MetaFast. All right, what's this study about the salt and heart disease?
All right, this is going to create a hubbub, and this is a study that challenges the link between salt and heart disease. It's out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. But very importantly, please don't change your dietary patterns yet. This only involved young Caucasian Europeans, and many different races respond to salt differently. And the important thing is that if you already do have high blood pressure or heart disease, this study does not affect you. You should not change your salt. What they did discover was that in young Caucasian Europeans, that salt, if you didn't already have heart disease or hypertension, didn't seem to matter. But I would hold off on changing your dietary patterns based on this study.
All right, connection between fat people and sex.
Obese people, they're having less satisfying sex lives, out of the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy this week.
Why is that shocking? I mean, that makes nothing but common sense, right?
Another good reason to lose weight.
There you go. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Better Living with all of the technology. We think now in terms of, I remember in the late 80s, early 90s, when the cell phones first came out, how these big things, you're sticking these things in our ear, and might as well be drilling your ear full
phone.
Of, the brick, big monstrous things. And we talked about it as the latest in technology. We look at these little razors, little flip phones, little easy teensy things now. Well, we look at the iPod and how much it can do, the iPad, what it can do. And you just think, my God, that's what happened in the last 20 years. What's going to be like in the next 20 years? Mm-hmm. Try to stay up with that a little bit. But we still have the reality is when you use these things, you got to be careful. The world, the social world has not really caught up, or maybe, I don't know, it doesn't know how to deal. We were just talking off the air about this. People that call us.
And Doug tells them, why did you not stay on the phone?
And then they call back up again. They had to put the phone down because they're in a state where it's illegal to talk on the phone when you're driving. So if you see a policeman, you put the phone down, and then, of course, it loses its connection. And I hadn't thought about that, but I do that myself. If I'm in Los Angeles and I haven't, I didn't have this phone on speaker, put it in my lap or whatever it is, I just put it down in the seat. And so that's something to keep in mind. It's one of the, again, the nuances of technology that we deal with. And oftentimes during this part of the program, we have some pretty good clues and cues into current technology with a technology tailor. Something just happened, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, that hasn't happened in the past 20 years. It has TV stations and networks pretty concerned. If you're interested in following this line, Alex Goldfain will bring you up to date as our technology tailor appears next on Good Day.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Here's a fascinating finding by research company Nielsen. Television owners in America have declined for the first time in 20 years. The number of homes in the U.S. with a TV dropped from 99% last year to 96.7% this year. For the industry, this is a big problem. Huge, in fact. And with respect to us consumers, this is utterly captivating. It means that some people have gotten rid of televisions at home without replacing them. It also means that young people moving into their first homes are not buying TVs and instead simply watching movies and shows on their computers, tablets, and phones. More statistics. The Digital Entertainment Group found that the sale of DVD and Blu-ray discs have fallen from $2.6 billion last year in the first quarter to $2 billion this year. By contrast, consumer spending for streaming content services like Netflix was up 33% in the same period. The internet is taking over television. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Speaking of technology, the online exchanges, Jennifer, that have been created by the health reform law, described as Travelocity for health insurance. Imagine that, huh? Consumers go to a website, they input information about their income and needs, and pick the coverage that best fits them. The people who are charged with setting up the exchanges say it's not going to be as easy, though, as buying a plane ticket on Priceline. People have been talking about the experience. And so what the folks in these health services online want to do is apply. It's more involved. You're going to have to put up more information, like applying for a mortgage, in a sense. Healthcare online exchanges are where the Affordable Care Act's overhaul of health insurance will be most visible to you. And I don't know if people have started looking at these things yet, but they are, they're it's kind of like what you do with vroomvroomvroom.com. They're an aggregator. Mm-hmm. They put together all the various things that are available to you in car rental, and you pick what you want. Right. Well, that's what these healthcare, Travelocity does it for plane trips. Bestfares.com does it for lots of different trips. So that's what these things are all about. And the states who are trying to control some of this stuff, they're getting a migraine from it because the technology's way ahead of where they are. Duh. 59 after on Good Day.